summertime tips and fun facts from Paul, Kristen, and Dexter at Total Wine & More.
If you're topping off your burger with grilled onions and blue cheese, pair your work of art with a spicy Malbec.
Nothing beats a buttery Chardonnay with grilled corn on the cob. I'm ready to find you the perfect bottle of white for your next get-together.
Pack up the cooler for this weekend. We've got canned wine and beer ready to throw on ice.
Now with 9 locations in the Bay Area. Visit our newest store at Stevens Creek Central. Shop online at TotalWine.com. The selection is ridiculous. Cheers.
This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Good morning, Roshan. We saw the Reserve Bank of India recently introducing some measures to address the liquidity issue there. How has the market reacted on this?
Hi, good morning. I think the measures are good for the broader economy. The central bank is trying to get more liquidity out into the system. The banks have been very quick to cut rates, the deposit rates, but they've been very slow in passing on the repo cut rates in the lending rates. They've only passed on about 50-60% of the repo rate cuts. So that's essentially the debate. Now, the Reserve Bank is trying to change the measures by which banks calculate the deposit the loan rates. They're trying to make them pass on more by April 1st. We will have to see how this transpires, but it's very negative for short-term bank profits. So bank shares have fallen a lot over the last year and over the last quarter as well. And some public sector banks have fallen by as much as 50% on average.
Is this an expected move or an unexpected move by the Reserve Bank?
These measures are all quite new. So it's unexpected in the way the measures have actually come through. The liquidity measures, the way they worked under the current governor is different from how it used to work before. So banks have been forced to borrow more from each other. The wholesale lending market, the RBI's liquidity window has been more limited than before. There is a shortage of liquidity in the system. Banks haven't been showing credit growth. Loan growth has been flat across most major banks. So the RBI is trying to break this deadlock with a new mechanism by dictating the rate at which banks can lend by using a formula. So these are all new in a sense. And of course, it's quite negative for banks in the short term because their margins will get squeezed. They've been reluctant to reduce rates. When the RBI makes them reduce lending rates, their margins will come down.
The overall direction of India is trying to liberalize the market. With this move, is it heading the right direction?
I mean, liberalization is always a double-edged sword. It just means that you're introducing more competition and more market linkages. Stocks may not go up just because it's liberalized. It can actually go down as well. A more efficient market is when information is processed quicker and better by the market, both good news and bad news. So we could actually see sharper moves or moves even downwards as the market liberalizes. Only thing is that there will be less blockages in how information is processed and less vested interest trying to block the impact of reform. So more reform generally good for more efficiency, but efficiency can work both ways. So that's something to keep in mind.
Shifting our focus towards manufacturing, we saw India manufacturing numbers continue their rise in January. What does this tell us on India's economic trajectory?
I think that's a blip because there was a decrease in manufacturing activity due to the floods in and around Chennai. Chennai is in Tamil Nadu and the floods there affected a lot of the auto industry production. So a lot of auto companies and auto parts, there's a big complex in and around Chennai. Their production was severely affected in the last quarter of 2015. So that is now picking up and it's a more recovery of a downturn that due to the floods. So it's not indicating a resurgence of Indian manufacturing in terms of increase in global market share or anything along those lines. So I wouldn't read too much into it. It's more a normalization than a pickup to a new plateau.
Which sectors do you think would draw some benefit from this kind of environment right now?
In India, it's quite tricky to say right now because the markets in general are not cheap at all in terms of valuation numbers. Banks will see short-term pressure, but for people who are quite adept at picking through a bank balance sheet, they might find some bargains. What matters is what is in the price. Some public sector banks are available at a price as low as 30% of book. So though they are considered to have worse asset quality than some of the private sector leading players, it is quite unlikely, in my view, that their asset books are so bad that they might lose 70% of their book. Usually the problem with being below price below book is it's very hard to raise capital. And of course, the capital has to typically come from the government being the biggest owner of the public sector bank. But even after adjusting for that, there are probably bargains at current prices. But it's only for people who are brave and people who are experts in banking to pick through them. So it's quite hard to give a general recommendation in India at this point. So I'd be very cautious about India at this point.
Finally, a small news here on the tactical business decision affecting the Tata Motors and one of their brands. They are basically asking them, their management, to change the name of their car model away from Zika. Of course, this is referring to the Zika virus. What does this tell us about the adaptability of businesses in India in general?
I mean, in general, Indian businesses have to be quite adept and adaptable. In this case, I think the bookings are supposed to start today, Wednesday, in India. But of course, they have informed all the dealers to defer bookings by a few days because they will have to come up with a new name and also do some work on the cars to change the branding. So I guess this is an example of how they have to adapt. In this particular case, it's quite unfortunate that the way the news came out, they had to react. I mean, just as a background, we know that Zika virus has been around for 50, 60 years. It's just that it was always considered a mild virus, and only now they have realized the linkages to more serious illnesses. So it's not a new virus which was discovered. It's just that the severity of the virus has been recognized at a different level now, just to give some context.
Thank you. That was Roshan Padamadan, Fund Manager of Luminance Global Fund.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.
Summertime tips and fun facts from Paul, Kristen, and Dexter at Total Wine & More.
If you're topping off your burger with grilled onions and blue cheese, pair your work of art with a spicy Malbec.
Nothing beats a buttery Chardonnay with grilled corn on the cob. I'm ready to find you the perfect bottle of white for your next get-together.
Pack up the cooler for this weekend. We've got canned wine and beer ready to throw on ice.
Now with 9 locations in the Bay Area. Visit our newest store at Stevens Creek Central. Shop online at TotalWine.com. The selection is ridiculous. Cheers!